TD and his staff of getting the entire class here signed, and I couldn't have been more excited about that. There's no distraction for these guys. It's just all ball from here on out, and that's a big deal. And so I was couldn't have been more thrilled with those guys, you know, getting everything together, getting the draft pick signed, and we kicked it off today in great fashion. So with that, I'll open it up.
Sorry, I mean, that may be, frankly, the upset of the offseason. To have an entire draft class signed in this amount of time is just, none of us can remember that.
I was pumped not only for the, you know, Thomas and his staff to get the draft pick signed, but also for the draft picks, to knowing how badly I want to be in here and show it. I can just get right to work. And that type of mindset is exactly what we're looking for from the players to come in and put their best foot forward. There's a lot that has to happen over these next 6 weeks to get them ready for training camp. And that's really the goal. How fast can we accelerate that process? And that started here today. We installed some things last night with them, and we're able to put it out on field today. We're thrilled to see the competition, whether it was zone coverage, man coverage. We saw, you know, speaking of, I know you guys spoke to some of the guys earlier today, but seeing Hooper and Neal in a man-to-man coverage and playing, that's going to be going on for years to come. So I was thrilled to see the competition take forth this, you know, this afternoon, and the guys were off to a great start.
What did you see out of your draft picks?
Number one, I thought a real intensity about them. You can tell this is a hungry group that wants to show they can contribute to our club. They were on the details, really saw good effort. Those are some of the things that jumped out from those fellas right off the bat.
How about Keanu specifically?
Probably the one play that I remember the most is he and Hooper on a play right near the sideline where Hooper had it, came in to make a good play. So it was that competition that I was looking for between players on both sides of the line. So that came across really strongly today. I thought the communication was good, a couple formations for the offensive guys, and I thought they handled it really well.
How about the Bulldogs out here, three of them out here, Colton Houston, and then on the defensive line, Dawson and Mays?
Yeah, some of the local guys have certainly shown up in a big way. The size, the athleticism of some of the big guys, those are hard guys to find. And so when you can find big guys who have the size and the athleticism, those are the traits that you're looking to develop. So I thought they had a good first day.
What are some of the main things you're looking for in rookie minicamp from the guys out there?
Number one, I want to see just the intensity, and I want to feel the effort from them. There's so much they're going to, you know, learn. So I understand there's going to be mistakes that go with that. But past that, I want to see guys compete and going for it. This is their opportunity to come put their best foot forward. And so many of those guys did that today. So I couldn't have been more thrilled with the work that they put on today. Now we'll go in, we'll watch the tape together, and then we'll kind of start the process again tonight and get back out on the grass again tomorrow.
Deion Jones seems to be moving around well. What'd you see from him?
Probably the speed. You know, we knew he was fast, you know, when we evaluated him on tape. And what you don't get a sense is putting in the defense and the smarts and learning and lining guys up. And so he passed those with flying colors today.
I don't know if you addressed this at all. Leon Hall, you have any plans of signing him?
Not yet. So they still went through the medical with Leon, so we're still getting back and talking with the doc. So nothing to report on that end yet, Vaughn. But still looking to add if there's guys too, if we think we can compete to make the team better, but nothing to update you on that.
Could he
on Leon? Certainly could, but nothing to update on his scenario just yet.
You talk a lot about playing fast and tackling well. Talk about the stats that go along with that. Quarterback hurries, pass defended, and of course keeping points off the board in the red zone.
Scoring, the point scored, that's the number one. So points scored and our turnovers, that's really where the speed comes in. And the faster you are, the quicker you can close when you're playing zone defense. The faster you are, you're that step closer to making the interception or forcing the fumble. So when we keep continuing to play fast, because you still have to play fast, you can maybe be a guy that runs 4 or 5, but if you don't play that fast, so that's why today the biggest thing is how fast can you learn to master this system. And that's really when you'll reach your full potential, man, where you can totally let it rip. But you got to put that time in. You got to put out to say, I'll learn all I can over these next 6 weeks. So when I do get to camp, I'm really ready to let it rip.